This sanctuary is on the same level as a town square. Meaning, what happens in a town square? Buying and selling, as I said, business transactions, certainly chit-chat, perhaps some gossip. And while all of that is normal, that's everyday life. You should leave that kind of understanding, that kind of mentality of the town square outside when you enter a sanctuary. The person who speaks about this, I think, in an eloquent way is Rabbi Mordechai HaKohen. He's an author in the 20th century who speaks about what we should do in a synagogue, how we should treat, in particular, a sanctuary. And he says, if you want to live the lifestyle, if you want to know the right kind of behavior to have in a sanctuary, the work starts at home. He says that before you leave your home on Shabbat morning, or whatever morning it is that you're going to shul, but for us, this purpose, Shabbat morning, when you leave your own doorway, you should look up at the mezuzah, and you should touch the mezuzah. And as you're touching the mezuzah, you should have the synagogue in mind, and you should ask God to guard your goings and your comings. And after you have that intention, then you should kiss the mezuzah. And you should think about the might and strength of God and pray for safety for the journey to the synagogue. And then when you either walk to synagogue or get in your car for shul, you should have your sight on your journey destination. Where is the synagogue? Always thinking about the sanctuary, the place, perhaps the seat that you sit in every week at shul. And then, right before you enter, perfect example, right before you enter the doors of the sanctuary, you're supposed to rearrange your clothing to symbolize the rearranging of your heart. Everything should be put into place so that not only your physical being, but your mental being and your spiritual being is prepared and ready to enter the shul. I think the intention is clear. It takes a lot of spiritual footwork to mentally prepare ourselves for the time to pray in a sanctuary. It's very easy to go from the outside to the inside and have that same kind of feeling that, okay, it's just like a town square. It makes sense. It's hard to transition from one lifestyle to the next. But if we take the time, if we do the preparation, if we start at home, then the time we spend at shul, the time we spend in the sanctuary, becomes a very different experience. So usually we say, on this Shabbat, here's the challenge. But you're already here. So next Shabbat, I challenge all of us to start thinking about shul, to start thinking about the synagogue, to start thinking about the sanctuary well before we ever walk through those doors. Each and every one of us has an opportunity to think about a sanctuary as what? A sanctuary. I look forward to next Shabbat, and I wish you a Shabbat Shalom.